is National Food Allergy Awareness Month. And this hits me near and dear to my heart. For those of you out there that don't know me, I lost my 20-year-old nephew 2 years ago to a food allergy. It was a dairy allergy that we were unaware that he had. And it makes me sad to this day that we didn't know and we couldn't have changed things so that we could have a different outcome for him. I think it's important to understand that there is actually a big difference between food sensitivities and food allergies. And the differences are in when these symptoms will hit. So if you have a food sensitivity, sometimes it can take hours to days before your symptoms kick in. When you have a food allergy, it can really take, you know, immediate to minutes when that allergy will kick in. And also the severity of symptoms between a sensitivity and an allergy are also different. So a sensitivity, you might have some less severe allergies, like maybe you have a upset stomach, or maybe you have a headache, or maybe you have a little bit more fatigue. Whereas with an allergy, you can have anaphylaxis, swelling, rashes, and then it can actually end in death no matter what you do. And that's what happened with my sweet nephew, Mitchell. When we lost him, he had an anaphylactic reaction to dairy. And I think this is something that is so important, but it is so overlooked. So many people don't even think about it. Even me, I had no idea that I had a severe actual allergy to pineapple. I was sitting down one day eating dinner with my husband, and for dessert, we had this beautiful fresh pineapple. And I cut into it and cut it up, and I'm like, oh, this thing smells so good, and it's sweet, and we're gonna have such an incredible dessert. And I start eating it, and I looked at my husband. I'm like, God, this thing is just so sour, and it's so, aren't your lips burning? And he looked at me and he said, what are you talking about? It's one of the sweetest pineapples I've ever had. And I said, and it makes my stomach hurt maybe because it's so sweet. And he's like, it doesn't make my stomach hurt. And I thought, God, that can't be normal. This was years ago, by the way, before I was doing what I was doing. So I thought, I need to go check that out because something isn't right. If my lips are itchy and my throat is itchy and I get a stomach ache every time I eat pineapple, and guess what? Lo and behold, I have a pretty severe pineapple allergy. And that is anaphylactic type symptoms, whereas somebody might just get fatigued. You know, you might have a little diarrhea, just different things like that. So, you know, it's really important to know what you're eating. It's really important because this talks to food and gut health. It talks to inflammation and gut health, and it really impacts every part of your life. It can impact sleep. It can impact energy. It can impact mood. Hair can fall out. You can have headaches. You can have joint pain, muscle pain, all kinds of different things when you have food allergies or food sensitivities. And so one of the things that I think you really need to know is, you know, what is a food allergy? What is a food sensitivity? And really what that is it's your body having an adverse reaction to particular foods. And those reactions can really range on a huge spectrum. I know I touched on some of them. I wrote a bunch of them down for you guys, but I think you get the picture. I don't need to talk about all of the different ones. So if you eat something and you don't feel good, guess what? It's probably not an excellent food for you. Now, there are some allergies and sensitivities that really pop out and can really impact autoimmunity and gut health. And those are gluten allergies or sensitivities, dairy allergies or sensitivities, even sugar can really cause problems for a lot of people, and people don't even know it. But gluten, the reason that that's a big problem is because a gluten molecule looks identical to a thyroid cell and a brain cell. So every time you eat it, the body gets confused and makes a mistake, and it launches attack not only on that gluten, but on that thyroid and on that brain, causing brain fog, memory issues, all kinds of different things. So that's just one example of how you might be eating something and not realizing that you have an allergy or sensitivity to it because you're getting brain fog or you're getting weight gain, things like that, that you wouldn't necessarily relate to a food allergy or food sensitivity. So what I do in my office is we actually test. We do the right test the right way so we can figure out what that is. And the right way to test for food allergies and sensitivities is really by taking blood. It is not doing the prick test. So a lot of people will go to an allergist because your insurance will cover it. Maybe, but it's not even the right way to do the test. Because one of the things they do for a chicken example, when they do the prick test, they are testing for raw chicken. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't eat raw chicken. So you might actually have an allergy or sensitivity to the raw chicken, but not to cooked chicken, which is the way that we eat it. So there's tons of different little nuances when it comes to food allergies and food sensitivities. But some of the key points are, make sure you realize that when you have a sensitivity, it can actually impact inflammation in your body. It can impact your gut. It can impact your brain health. It can impact memory, brain fog, all kinds of different things, causing all kinds of different problems in the body. So, you know, I tell people all the time, you got to really just take a look at it, take a step back. It doesn't mean that you can never eat the food again if you're sensitive or allergic to it. It means that we've got to heal up that gut, figure out why you have the sensitivity and what we're going to do about it. So if this talks to you, if this resonates with you and you feel like you're one of those people that, gosh, every time I eat this, I don't feel good, come in, let us test it and really figure out what's going on in your body so that we can fix it. I hope this helps. Wishing you loads and loads of love and light and health and happiness. Bye-bye.